with a when a profound silence covered all things, and night was in the middle of its course, your all-powerful word, O Lord, bounded from heaven's royal throne. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the newness of the Nativity in the flesh of your only begotten Son may set us free, for ancient servitude holds us bound beneath the yoke of sin. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. John. I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away, but whoever does the will of God remains forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give the Lord glory and praise. Give the Lord the glory due his name. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Bring gifts and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A holy day has dawned upon us. Come, you nations, and adore the Lord. Today a great light has come upon the earth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with prayer and fasting, with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We'll come back with some intercessions right after we read our Divine Office readings today, for today. I'm not going to do the Psalms and stuff because I'm just getting in. I need to go turn in and get some rest. But we can definitely do this Liturgy of the Word and our two readings. First reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15 to chapter 2, verse 3. Christ, the head of the church, Paul, the servant of the church. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All were created through him and for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. The church, he is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. You yourselves were once alienated from him. You nourished hostility in your hearts because of your evil deeds. But now Christ has achieved reconciliation for you in his mortal body by dying, so as to present you to God holy, free of reproach and blame. But you must hold fast to faith, be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel which has been announced to every creature under heaven, and I, Paul, am its servant. Even now I find my joy in the suffering I endure for you. In my own flesh I fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, for the sake of his body, the church. I became a minister of this church through the commission God gave me to preach among you his word in its fullness, that mystery hidden from ages and generations past, but now revealed to his holy ones. God has willed to make known to them the glory beyond price, which this mystery brings to the Gentiles, the mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the Christ we proclaim while we admonish all men and teach them in the full measure of wisdom, hoping to make every man complete in Christ. For this I work and struggle, impelled by that energy of his which is so powerful a force within me. I want you to know how hard I am struggling for you and for the Laodiceans and the many others who have never seen me in the flesh. I wish their hearts to be strengthened and themselves to be closely united in love, enriched with full assurance by their knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom every treasure of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. Responsory prayer. Christ is the head, and the church is his body. He is the firstborn of the dead, so that in every way the primacy is his. Before anything came into being, he existed. He holds all things in unity, so that in every way the primacy is his. Second reading from a treatise on the refutation of all heresies by St. Hippolytus, priest. The word made flesh makes man divine is the caption the church has chosen. Our faith is not founded upon empty words, nor are we carried away by mere caprice or begulled by specious arguments. On the contrary, we put our faith in words spoken by the power of God, spoken by the Word himself at God's command. God wished to win men back from disobedience, not by using force to reduce him to slavery, but by addressing to his free will a call to liberty. The word spoke first of all through the prophets, but because the message was couched in such obscure language that it could only be dimly apprehended. In the last days, the Father sent the word in person, commanding him to show himself openly so that the world could see him and be saved. We know that by taking a body from the Virgin, he refashioned our fallen nature. We know that his manhood was of the same clay as our own. If this were not so, he would hardly have been a teacher who could expect to be imitated. If he were of a different substance from me, he would surely not have ordered me to do as he did. But by his very nature, I am so weak. Such a demand could not be reconciled with his goodness and justice. No, he wanted us to consider him as no different from ourselves. And so he worked. He was hungry and thirsty. He slept. Without protest, he endured his passion. He submitted to death and revealed his resurrection. In all these ways, he offered his own manhood as the first fruits of our race, to keep us from losing heart when suffering comes our way, and to make us look forward to receiving the same reward as he did, since we know that we possess the same humanity. When we have come to know the true God, both our bodies and our souls will be immortal and incorruptible. We shall enter the kingdom of heaven, because while we lived on earth, we acknowledged heaven's King. Friends of God and co-heirs with Christ, we shall be subject to no evil desires or inclinations, or to any affliction of body or soul, for we shall become divine. It was because of our human condition that God allowed us to endure these things. But when we have been deified and made immortal, God has promised us to share in his own attributes, by saying, "Know yourself." The saying, "Know yourself," means, therefore, that we should recognize and acknowledge in ourselves the God who made us in his own image. And if we do this, we in turn will be recognized and acknowledged by our Maker. So let us not be at enmity with ourselves, but change our way of life without delay. For Christ, who is God, exalted above all creation, has taken away man's sin and has refashioned our fallen nature. In the beginning, God made man in his image and so gave proof of his love for us. If we obey his holy commands and learn to imitate his goodness, we shall be like him and he will honor us. God is not beggarly, and for the sake of his own glory, he has given us a share in his divinity. Responsory prayer. The Word was made man and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. He was seen on earth and lived among men. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And with that, I want to take us over for the intercessions from Magnificat. We receive the life of faith through the Church, for she is the mother of our new birth in grace. As joyful members of God's family, we now pray for the Church, that her members will be strengthened, purified, and renewed through the grace of Christ's body and blood. For those charged with protecting society, that they may build a world in which family life is revered, protected, and promoted. For our dedicated single people in the Catholic Church, that they may find in Christ a firm companion, an intimate fellow throughout their whole lives. For the universal respect of human persons, that the culture of life transform every human heart. For blessings on all families, that the love, the unity, and the self-donation of the Holy Family may overflow into all aspects of family life. For families who suffer financial hardships, that they may find in the birth of Jesus a sign of certain hope. For family members who are alienated or estranged, that the unfailing power of the mercy of Jesus will reunite and reconcile loved ones. We pray for all of our members and all the people who pray for us. Help us to be able to be mindful of God's presence. Help us to be saved. For all of your intentions, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Loving Father, bless us with your love, which we profess to be the bond of perfection. Let the peace of Christ console the hearts we offer to you with thankful prayer. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's pray for our Holy Father and for the monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Now and at the hour of our death, amen. I offer my plenary or partial indulgence, the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.